your circumstances, by His providences, by your abilities and your gifts to get wealth. And there's plenty of it on this planet, wouldn't you agree? It's a staggering reality when you think of the wealth of this planet. This is not the moon, folks. This is not Mars. This isn't a dirt pile. This earth abounds with prospects of wealth. And God has given us the power to get wealth. And if you look at the Scripture, He gives us the power to do this in order to provide for our basic needs, in order to share with those who cannot provide for themselves, in order to prove His goodness, and in order to do His will. In other words, He gives us the power to get wealth so that we can provide for ourselves and provide for others who can't provide for themselves, so that we can see His goodness on display in the provision that He makes, and so that with the use of that appropriately, we can do His will. Nothing wrong with having money. Nothing wrong if God prospers you with having a lot of money. Look, some have a little bit, some have a whole lot, and then there are all the rest of us in the middle somewhere. But that is all determined by the providences of God through circumstances and His plan and His purpose and your gifts and your opportunities and the things that you can control and sometimes the things that you can't control that all converge in His purpose for a believer to make you able to get wealth, to put it in the language of Deuteronomy 8. So, money is a provision from the Lord. You have the right to possess money. Nothing in the Bible looks down on that. Job, very wealthy. Abraham, very wealthy. There are wealthy people in the New Testament, like Joseph of Arimathea. He was a wealthy man who provided a grave for Jesus, et cetera, et cetera. There's no issue there. The Lord has provided wealth for us at all different levels. But beyond that, the second thing is the way you regard money. You have the right to possess it. The way you regard it is the important issue. And that's what I was reading to you just a minute ago from 1 Timothy 6. The danger is to love it, right? And the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Money is not the root of evil, doesn't say that. It says the love of it is, and you can love it like crazy and have none of it. And you can have a lot of it and not love it. It's the attitude you bring toward it. How are you to regard money? You are not to love it. You are not to love it. You are to love God and not money. You are to see that money is a provision by God